After a few minutes, the rain started, and he decided he'd rather be in the shelter of the trees. So he left the narrow path and set off back through the woods. He wasn't sure he was aiming for the cottage, but he knew if he kept going in a straight line, he'd eventually reach the main driveway. Then he could follow that back down to Aunt Jane's. It was eerie in the woods. The wind sounded like someone moaning or crying. Leaves drifted and curled, and branches dipped and swayed. The sky had clouded over and was a uniform grey, so it was like twilight among the trees. Rain was blowing in his face now. It was a fine rain that was almost a mist, as if he were walking through his own breath. He blinked and peered into the gloom ahead. There was a clearing, an open area near the edge of the wood. You could stand here, Matt realised, hidden in the trees, but with a good view across the driveway and the lawns up to the manor house. It was obviously a deliberate feature, as there was a large stone bench positioned to give the best view. It was old, cracked and weathered, with moss growing over the stone supports. The bench was curved gently, so sitting on it must be like being in the front row of an amphitheatre, watching over the estate as if it was a play being acted out in front of you. The best place to sit would be in the middle of the bench, exactly where the girl was sitting. End of Disc 1.